Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans is an energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. Here you will meet authors, actors, scientists, activists, and so many more who dare to dream that things can be different, who think beyond what they were taught and have the courage to not settle. If you too believe that a world of peace is possible and have been looking for inspiration to become part of this extraordinary step in the evolution of humanity, then you're in the right place, because that's what Peace World Radio is all about. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Now here is your host, Christina Jans.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Peace World Radio and a very happy Thanksgiving to everyone in Canada. I'm so happy that you're able to join me today because this is such an important show. Learning how to train your brain to work for you and not allow it to sabotage you from creating the life you desire is truly one of the most important life skills you can learn. And that's what our show is about today. We have so much exciting information to share with you that I want to get started right now. My guest today is Dr. Charlotte Tomaino, and she has been a clinical neuropsychologist for the past 30 years. She has garnered media attention from Time Magazine and the New York Times for her groundbreaking work in neuroscience. And she is also the author of Awakening the Brain, The Neuropsychology of Grace. Now, before I introduce you to Charlotte, write down the following phone number, because today, October 14th, 2013, we're giving away two copies of her book, Awakening the Brain. And oh my goodness, if you can get your hands on this, you're a lucky one. It's a fabulous book. Excuse me, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to start our show off by giving away one copy of Awakening the Brain to the very first person who calls in right now. So give us a shout, and if you're the first person, you get a copy of this marvelous book. Charlotte, welcome to Peace World Radio. What a delight it is to have you here today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Good. Let's start off with, what is an awakened brain? And how does someone with an awakened brain behave differently to someone who doesn't?
Oh, that's the question. That's the heart of it all. Are we awake to understanding how our brains work, what they're doing, and how we can influence? So when we're awake to how our brains work, we actually can have some influence over them. And the more we have experiences of shifting of our focus, clouding of our thoughts, moments of brilliance and clarity, and understand why they're happening and what we can do to manage them or achieve them, that's what it is to really be awakened to one's own brain and being in charge of one's own brain.
Mm-hmm. As I said, how does someone with an awakened brain behave differently in sort of day-to-day life? Just the kinds of things that we all sort of face on a daily basis, the stresses and strains and mm-hmm. obligations and feeling overwhelmed. How does someone with an awakened brain respond differently?
I think people with awakened brains who are conscious of what they're experiencing and conscious of what they can do to regulate their own experience are actually operating quite differently in the world. They're not reacting to what's going on around them. They're finding balance within themselves, and they're living a more conscious and more deliberate life. So as they're feeling emotional reactions, as their attention is getting scattered by all our technology, they're actually, instead of being pulled into it, stepping back from it, making their way through it, pausing to interpret what these emotions are telling them, or pausing to refocus and decide what they want to actually engage or not engage. So there's a greater consciousness and deliberate quality about how you live your life when you're awake to what's going on inside of you.
And so that makes me really wonder just to what extent most of us are living our lives unconsciously, I guess from an unconscious place, and being maybe subconsciously motivated in our behaviors and our reactions without really knowing why. I mean, it's kind of like I would imagine being in a car but not in the driver's seat when it's moving.
Exactly. It's like being blown in the wind, and the wind is blowing very hard these days. We are being bombarded with information from all over the world in a way that our species has never experienced before, and we have the speed of technology and the tools that we're working with that we haven't actually adjusted to. We've created a technology that we aren't really in charge of. I think technology alone, as an example, is reducing our effectiveness in a lot of ways. People are responding so quickly because information is coming to them so quickly that they're not seeing the bigger picture and they're not thinking through the consequences of things. And so I think in a lot of respects, we're getting simplified by our technology, rather than what we really need in this time is to be able to think much more broadly, think globally.
Isn't that interesting? We think that we're becoming more advanced and complex with the technology, but you're saying we're actually becoming more simplified.
Absolutely.
Very, very interesting thoughts there.
I think our attention span is diminishing.
Yes.
I think our capacity to follow the first thought with a second, consider the consequences of the third, and actually make a choice on the fourth thought is getting diminished constantly.
Yes. In fact, I see that often in my counseling work, especially with younger people who have grown up, playing video games and having, computers and phones and things like that, and just such a marked increase in anxiety with dealing with day-to-day interactions where, in their minds, the responses might be random and they don't know how to deal with those.
Mm-hmm. It's coming so quickly and people feel it so intensely. And one of the things in my book that I try to explain and help people use to their advantage is the fact that the body is actually the repository of a lot of our unconscious information, and we feel things strongly in our bodies before we actually are conscious in the brain of what just happened. And so when we can read that information going on with the heart racing or the stomach turning, but not be it, not be driven by it, but take it as information to understand what circumstances are occurring, then we can think more broadly and realize where we actually want to go rather than being determined by our environment.
Yes, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because in your book you mentioned something that I really wanted to ask you about. You say that we are not our thoughts, emotions, or our bodies. What did you mean by that?
Well, a lot of times we believe our thoughts, we follow them. Sometimes it turns out, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes we believe our emotions, but most people, their mother has told them, if everybody else is jumping off the bridge, are you going to jump too? You know, we actually have to think about what your own choices are. We have the ability to just in our consciousness reduce the physical sensations just by soothing them, by shifting our focus. There is a consciousness within us where we can observe our thoughts, we can observe our emotions, and we can observe the sensations in our bodies and then choose what we want to engage with. Whatever you want to call that, consciousness, that life force within us that's following what's going on in the brain. Mm-hmm. But I think we're beginning to realize that we are more than any of those.
And how important it is, again, to become aware of it so that we can better, I keep on coming back to this metaphor, drive the car and not just be in it and allowing it to, you know, drive itself.
That's the perfect metaphor, because sometimes you can get stuck with a thought in your head, and that comes from being in the state of some of the fight-and-flight chemistry in your brain, where you get intrusive thoughts, and you get that tape playing, and you get that feeling of hypervigilance. Well, that's all chemical. So when you actually go into the fight-and-flight response, your focus gets locked on the problem, and all your good creative thinking diminishes because the blood flow is going away from the broader thinking parts of your brain. But if you learn, when you get that repetitive tape playing in your head and that sense of irritation or agitation, if you learn to breathe and stop and sit with it for a minute and look at it more objectively, all of a sudden a lot of new insights come and a clearer ability to handle the situation comes.
Wonderful.
These are essential skills in any stressful situation.
Charlotte, we're going to pause on that note right there. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have more with Dr. Charlotte Tomaino and Awakening the Brain. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit The Truth Is Funny.
.com
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I'm Christina Jans, and my guest today is Dr. Charlotte Tomaino, and we're talking about her book, Awakening the Brain. But before we continue, I want to give away another copy of this wonderful book to the first person to call in, and the number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Charlotte, let's talk about the brain and change. What is neuroplasticity?
Oh, that's one of my favorite topics.
Oh, good.
Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to adapt, and it's happening all the time, whether you're conscious of it or you're not conscious of it. I just got an iPhone last year. It was the first time I've actually done that, and I could feel my own attention span narrowing as I had to keep track of this. And I really felt like at times I had to put it down and just not be having that on my mind, because I could feel a new neural network of automatic reactions and automatic thoughts kicking in. In a way, at my age, I haven't had those kinds of brand new skills coming along as often. It was fascinating, and I watch it in all of us, whether it works for us or whether it works against us. And I think sometimes neuroplasticity, when it comes to our addictions and our bad habits, when we reach for something to feel better, whether it's the dopamine you get from our technology or whether it's calming down with a drink, you know, that's neuroplasticity, feeling like you need more of that narrow, automatic, feel-better behavior. Or whether it's meditation that enables you to just let go of everything and allow your whole nervous system to settle down, have that deep inner peace, have that inner strength that you come into life with. And so we train that neuroplasticity to create these states all the time, not really even knowing the mechanisms of action that are going on in the brain when we're doing these things. The key really is knowing it can work for you or against you.
Or against you, exactly. In fact, in your book, you quote Canadian psychologist Donald Hebb, who says that the neurons that fire together stay together. Does this mean, you know, on the negative side of things, if we just keep on repeating to ourselves over and over hurtful things that may have been said to us in childhood that don't have any basis in truth, but we just keep on saying them over and over again, subconsciously or consciously, that the brain will believe it to be true, and then whatever it believes to be true, we create as reality?
Absolutely. And how many people can tell that story of having miserable experiences as a child because they had a learning disability or whatever other thing they were born with, and being told they weren't smart or they were bad in some way? And then all of a sudden, one day, a coach or a mentor or somebody comes along and helps them understand it, and they realize that none of it was true. They realize that they can learn to read or that they can master a skill they didn't think they were able to, because nobody really knew how to teach it. Nobody really understood what they were experiencing. Nobody realized what they were up against and guided them in a way that allowed them to progress.
Mm-hmm.
So that's neuroplasticity right there, either repeating the old bad story or breaking through to a new one and leaving all of it behind.
And that brings me to asking you about the Freedom Bridge. You speak of the Freedom Bridge as a way to get out of unwanted states of tension, anxiety, anger, and fear. So what is the Freedom Bridge, and how can this be used?
Well, the Freedom Bridge is the beginning of the last chapter of my book, and I often tell people to read the last chapter first because it kind of summarizes where the whole book is going. And in the last chapter, I talk about the three bridges, the Freedom Bridge, the Joy Bridge, and the Expansion Bridge, and it's all about regulating ourselves in order to be successful in anything we decide to do in life. So the Freedom Bridge really is the attempt we make to calm and manage our focus and our emotions, being free from limitation, being free from anxiety, worry, fear, depression, being free from all of those kinds of chemistry, kinds of chemicals inside of us, those kinds of thoughts that are limiting us, those kinds of behaviors that don't succeed. So when you get on the freedom bridge, you actually learn to do the various things that free you up to be able to access your greatest skills. So this might be as simple as taking up exercise or regulating your sleep cycle or developing a hobby that really brings you joy so you can focus your thoughts, even on a bad day, on something you love, whether it's your gardening, whether it's your games, whatever it may be. That's a way of regulating the autonomic nervous system to stay smart, to keep the blood flowing to the parts of the brain where your best skills are available to you. The more you're free of all those limiting emotions, the more your talent, your actual ability, your determination to carry you forward will be available to you.
And so you're saying that utilizing these things, and I actually want you to go into a little bit more detail about the kinds of things our listeners can do that would help in this area. You're saying that this can be applied to dealing with anxiety, depression, stopping a racing mind, stopping that mental chatter, which many of my clients speak of, that it would be effective in these areas?
Oh, absolutely. Just learning how to notice the sensations in your body throughout the day that suggest that racing thought is going to build up, and learning to just step back and pause and breathe deeply. Just learning to take that moment through the day to get off the computer, stand up and stretch. Managing your hydration and your nutrition, so not too much of the caffeine and the sugar that we tend to live on. There's many, many things that we can do, and actually the whole last chapter is just filled with all kinds of practices, whether it has to do with spiritual practices and different types of meditations and things you can do to access spiritual strength, or whether it has to do with your social or recreational or physical management. There's all kinds of levels of ways we can manage ourselves to reduce that kind of tension in the nervous system that shuts us down, and to access and open up just our ability to focus, think clearly, feel good about what we're doing, look for the solution, stop telling the story of the problem, keep reaching out to the people who are helpful rather than engaging with the people that are critical. I mean, anybody who's really interested in managing their own brain, just reading that chapter alone will give you tremendous insight into the things you can do. And the reason why I wrote it the way I did was to give people lots of choices of things that might jump out of them as the one for them that they would enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to ask you quickly, I know we're going to go to break in a little while, but I wanted to ask you about the role that meditation plays in strengthening neural structures, and meditation not in the sense of only sitting quietly in a room with your mind focused on an object or your breathing, but I'm also thinking about active meditations. I know so many people who don't do traditional meditation, but they find gardening or fly fishing or knitting an active meditation. What effect does that have in strengthening neural structures?
Well, that's actually any deliberate practice. I mean, I have a practice when I walk out of my office and walk over to pick up my lunch where I do a breathing walking meditation. I look at the sky. I have very specific kinds of things I do in my mind, and it feels good to integrate that into my body when I've been sitting all day. But certainly anything in nature where it has a specific meaning to you, that actually shifts the whole state in your nervous system, and that's accessing neuroplasticity. If you've had a tough morning and you're taking a break, if you've had a tough week and you're headed for your garden, if you're wanting to just get away from it all and you're climbing in the mountains, choosing the thoughts while you're doing these things that enables you to bring in the richness of the environment you're in and feeling the blessing of all of the richness and beauty of the world or whatever joy this brings you, and continually letting go of the thoughts of the problems, continually letting go of the emotions related to the things that are uncomfortable or challenging. That's a meditation. And when you do that over and over again, you strengthen the neural network in your brain that will repeatedly help you experience that more frequently, that will strengthen your ability to choose to focus on it when you need it. So you're building pathways every time you do that to strengthen your ability to stay in that internal state.
I think that's absolutely wonderful because, you know, we do exist out there in the world where we get triggered by things, but knowing that we have a way to press the reset button inside that can bring us back to that center point, again, the driver's seat in the car, I think it's wonderful to know that as well, to know that if we do slip off from that center point and get sort of take hold of stress, we usually don't get dragged too far away from our center point because our brain and our body and our emotions have come to know a new norm, in a sense, would you say?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. We'll pause right there for a break and stay with us because we're going to be talking to Dr. Charlotte Tomaino more about awakening the brain and really key things you need to know to create the life you desire. We'll be right back.
Guess what? The Lime Center of Martha's Vineyard is giving away a free scholarship. That's right. The detox will be running from Monday, November 11th through Friday, November 15th. Candidates for a free scholarship, please send your Lyme story by email before October 28th to Dr. Enid Haller, director of the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. Find her at limecentermv.com. That's Lyme, L-Y-M-E, centered, mv.com, or call 508-693-1846 for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Guess what? The Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard is giving away a free scholarship. That's right. The detox will be running from Monday, November 11th through Friday, November 15th. Candidates for a free scholarship, please send your Lyme story by email before October 28th to Dr. Enid Haller, director of the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. Find her at limecentermv.com. That's Lyme, L-Y-M-E, centered, mv.com, or call 508-693-1846 for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Christina Jens, and my very special guest today is Dr. Charlotte Tomaino, who is sharing such important information with us about awakening our brains. I've just been told that we have one more copy of this wonderful book to give away. So if you're the first person to call in right now, you're going to get it. The number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I can't say enough good things about this book. I use the information in this book every single day with my counseling clients. So it's information that's really going to work for you. Dr. Tomaino, I want to ask you about something that I'm seeing a lot of now, and that is addictions, addictions to social networking and gaming addictions. Can't tell you how many parents I get calls from saying that their kids are gaming up to, 11 hours a day. All of your social connections have stopped. It's a massive issue that's taking place. Can you speak to that? What's happening in the brain at that level? And if you can say anything to the parents who might be listening as to what they can do, I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
Oh, this is a very big issue. We're actually discovering that we have an addiction on the planet now that we never had before, and it's actually the worst addiction that the human race has ever had. You can get the fastest rush of dopamine in your brain through technology just by looking at it, just by touching it, just by interacting it. You don't have to go buy it. You don't have to eat it. You don't have to sniff it, inhale it. You don't have to do anything but just be right there, and you immediately get this rush. And for the nervous system that has not fully developed, it's really taking over. It's creating a neural network around this rush and this feel-good state that is training the brain into these very short, fast, focusing styles, and very limiting in terms of the emotional development, the social development, the ability to understand the big picture of the world. These are all other parts of the brain that need time for reflection, engagement, and a vast type of experience of life. So our younger population that is locking themselves up with their technology and using their technology to communicate with the world rather than be with people are being narrowed down to a very small, small part of life and training a neural network of their brain that is working against them that they don't really know. Mm. They're in a feel-good state because of it. And then when they have to come out and really deal with people and the complexity of the world, they don't really know how to handle all that complexity. Their nervous systems get overloaded. They don't know really how to think about it in terms of their skills. And so there's a really different kind of evolution that's happening in our species because of this.
Mm-hmm.
What can parents do? Parents can, I work with many parents who just, all the technology toys go in the drawer and the drawer locks at a certain hour of the night. There are mm-hmm. certain requirements of functioning, which is showing up at the dinner table and doing homework and socializing with the family. And if these technology toys are preventing that, then the time on the technology toy has to be earned when those things are done. Parents are taking responsibility for raising their children and taking responsibility for their children developing the rest of these skills, not just the speed of processing and the response of a nanosecond, but the broader skills of being present in life and really getting to know people and what it feels like to be with them. So there's a lot of issues here. I've talked to teachers about this, too, and some teachers that I've talked to have said, you really can't fight this, so I've joined it. I have them all put their phones on the desk. We have a lesson. I use my whiteboard. They can email me or tweet me or whatever they're doing, the answer to the questions I'm using, and they're using it as an educational tool, but they have to stop, put it down, and learn to be independent of it in the classroom.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
all the kinds of ways that adults can help kids be in charge of the technology, not be run by the technology. And that's really what happens with an addiction. It ends up controlling us. And
yes.
That's not what we want for children. Pediatricians often say not to give technology to a child until they're at least 2 years old. Let them bond with people.
Right.
Rather than get their rush from a machine.
So important. I honestly, I could speak to you for an hour just on that one particular topic alone. It's so important.
Yeah, you can hear I could go on.
I want to touch on some other things now. At the other end of the spectrum, you speak in your book about the role of joy. You say that the chemical state of the brain in joy is the most intelligent, creative, and sustaining of states, and that when we take action from here, learning and growth is easy. Tell me about that.
Well, now we're getting off the freedom bridge and onto the joy bridge. So once you get free of limiting emotions, you've had a good run, you've had fun with a friend, you're relaxed, you have an idea that you love, and then you sit down to read about it, then you sit down to sort it out or to learn or to discuss. You're actually shifting where the blood goes in your brain. You're actually accessing all that passion and enthusiasm that you feel. And it actually makes you smarter. When you're feeling good about something and you're considering all the possibilities and you're engaging the really creative parts of your brain, you'll notice things that would run, that just fly right by you and you wouldn't even pick up on another day in a different state. So the state you're in and staying enthused about the things you're doing and finding what in there that you can care about changes how you are going to handle the whole situation and how effective you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's really challenging because sometimes I have to really stop and think, what is it about this person who works for an insurance company that doesn't want to pay my bill that I can appreciate
mm-hmm.
and feel enthused about in order to help them understand the importance of what they're doing for this particular patient? If I think that way, I'm much more successful in what I'm going to accomplish with them. And so even in the most difficult of circumstances, we can actually find ways to regulate ourselves. Especially in important life decisions, whether it's a career or an education or an undertaking of some sort, if you get through the freedom bridge and you get on the joy bridge where you're feeling good, you're finding something exciting, that's the time to lay down the path you're going to follow. That's the time to make the decisions. That's the time to engage the next step. When you're that enthused, when you're that connected, you will see things and subtly, you'll tune in on the subtle things that will make it work in a way that if you're fearful or cautious or wondering or questioning, it'll just go right by you.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are our best self. The joy bridge is where all the best ideas come to us and people say, wow, that just was amazing. How did you do that? And that's why I wrote this, because when you're in joy, that's how you do that.
And so you're saying, in essence, that if you're in a more positive and joyous emotional state, that are you smarter?
You're smarter. You're absolutely smarter. You're more creative. You're actually more coordinated physically. You're
really?
Actually better at tennis. Absolutely. But if your brain, you know, I don't know who actually started this business of using 5% and 10% and 15% of your brain, but if you're putting yourself totally in the game, whatever game it is, and you have a vision of how you could get to the point you want, if one door closes, you will see another one, if you have that vision in mind. And this is what all the great inventors, the great leaders that we know in history were able to do. They were not deterred by the problems that came. They found another creative way. And that's really accessing 100% of your brain, not second-guessing yourself all the time, not criticizing yourself, not
right.
letting
and
yourself
it makes
step
me
back.
Think, as well, in terms of manifesting the lives that we want to create, that if in this given moment we become the fulfillment of our intentions right now,
yes,
and we be it as if it's happening right now, and we be it with joy,
mm-hmm,
you know, our hearts go supernova with joy as if it's happening right now, that we actually bring it to us faster.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you don't have to be, you know, jumping up and down. You can just be walking with a little spring in your step. You can just be whistling a tune. You can just, in your own thoughts, be singing a song. You can just be imagining how it's going to go and can't wait to get there. You know, you don't have to be off the charts. You just have to be grounded and directed and certain. You have to find that vision that you feel good about.
And then just be it fully.
Yes.
And then be fully. Wonderful information. We're going to stop for one more break, and when we come back, we'll have more with Dr. Charlotte Tamaino. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Back to Peace World Radio. I'm Christina Jans, and I have been having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Charlotte Tamaino. Charlotte, before you were a neuropsychologist, you were a nun.
Mm-hmm,
tell us about how being a nun affected the work that you did afterwards.
Well, that's a fascinating question. I went into the convent and joined the Mary Knoll missionaries back in the 60s, and I spent 3 years in silence. And it was a very rich time in my life where all day long there was prayer and chanting and meditation intermixed with work and study. And so in those 3 years, I really learned a lot about the contemplative life, meaning that you can pay attention to where you want to come from in yourself. You can pay attention to what is sacred to you. You can call on grace, that ability to call on something greater than yourself. And so those were years that were very formative to me in the inner world. I missed what was going on in the world between 65 and 68, and there was a lot going on in those years.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was so much more important to have this deep inner awareness to live my life from. And that's very much what I was looking for when I went into psychology and what is starting now finally to come out of neuropsychology. How to live from a place within yourself that you've created that has your values and your strength.
Yes. Now, is there an area of our brain that naturally connects us to the sacred, to a deeper level of knowing?
You know, from the neuroscience research that I have looked at, what I've seen is that there are parts of the brain when we have these spiritual experiences that turn off and turn on. And so when we connect with something bigger than ourselves, we are actually less aware of our limiting bodily location and more aware of this vast connection we have with this planet and the others on it.
I'm actually having a hard time hearing you, Dr. Tamino. Could you maybe talk
sure.
a little louder?
Sure, I'm sorry.
Oh, there you are.
Is that better?
Yeah, better.
Okay, great. So it's the brain is like an orchestra where different parts are turning on and turning off. The cingulate is what controls your focus, and you can focus on technology as quickly as a nanosecond, or you can focus deeply inside yourself for that deep inner peace and sense of connection with the entire universe. So there are different parts of the brain that are turning on and turning off, focusing in, focusing out, that keep changing with these different spiritual experiences. And depending on your belief, depending on your spiritual practice, you'll train certain neural networks in the brain that will automatically be there for you if you repeatedly do the same rituals, the same prayers, the same meditations, the same blissful time in nature, whatever it may be for you, and ground you in a bodily felt sense of this power that's available to you. There's many ways that people go about it, and each of our brains are different. There are no two brains that are the same, and each tradition, religious tradition and spiritual practice trains different parts of the brain. Some people have a visual image of an icon or of the universe or whatever they see God as, and the visual parts of the brain light up. Some people say a mantra, a prayer over and over again, and the language parts of the brain light up. But it's the meaning you bring to it, and it's the belief that it has for you that grounds you when you see that or you hear that, that returns you to that state.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to repetitively engage in the same spiritual practice, the same meanings, the same ideas and interpretations. Not that you can't vary them and enjoy them with different groups, but to ground yourself deeper and deeper is all about continuing to grow that state within your body physically with the neural network in your brain and the sensations throughout your body through the nervous system.
And that's using neuroplasticity in a positive way.
Exactly.
And now let's talk about the neuro, the neuropsychology of grace. What
yeah.
does that mean?
Well, that's pretty much what I just said. I think neuropsychology is helping us understand the power we have over our brain and our nervous system, what will happen if we spend our lives playing on a computer or if we take time to walk in nature and have meditation and other practices, who we will become. So that I think, for me, grace is calling on something greater than myself, being willing to go deeply within myself or to connect with this vaster source of strength that is out here that I can align with and physically feel that. Grace is calling on something, and I've watched this for 30 years treating patients with brain trauma. The ones that have a source of belief, something they believe in, it doesn't matter what tradition or if there's no tradition, but something they believe on that's bigger than themselves and calling on it and asking for guidance and feeling the strength of that presence to them and having it sustain them over time with all the arduous efforts of learning to speak and walk and remember all over again. It's the people that have that power flowing through them that do the impossible. And I was taught in graduate school back in the 80s that many of my patients were not going to be able to do what they have done, and I've watched them and participated in them doing. It's changed the whole face of medicine, what's happened with understanding how belief accesses a power within us that is physical. Sometimes we call it the placebo effect, but hey, it's huge. It's so much greater than that term. If you believe it, your body will respond to it. Your brain will respond to it. And if you just keep doing it, you will become it. When you couldn't drive and you kind of finally got in the car and figured out when to put your foot on the brake and how to turn the wheel and where to look, all of a sudden you built a neural network in your brain where you don't even have to think about those things anymore, and you became a driver. And that's how all of this works. Your belief, your continual persistence in reaching for it allows you to physically evolve to become it.
Yes, and it makes me think of actually something that I was experiencing recently, a certain area of my life where energy just seemed stuck, and no matter what I could do, what I tried to do, I couldn't get it to move. And so I thought to myself, why not take my attention off there and find an area of my life where things move smoothly and fluidly? And I engaged in some new endeavors in an area where it sort of moved fluidly, and lo and behold, the area that was stuck started to shift and transform.
Isn't that beautiful? So you got yourself on the joy bridge.
I was pretty joyful about that, Charlotte, let me tell you. But, you know, upon looking at it, I thought, my goodness, you know, that's something that maybe we could all look at. You know, we seem to think, oh, if it isn't working, just concentrate on it longer. And, gosh,
yeah, actually,
I could talk to you forever about this, but we've already come to the end of our show. Charlotte, this is such important information you've shared with us today. It's information that literally has the power to change people's lives. Thank you so much for being here and for the wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
And a big thank you to all of you, our listeners today. Be sure to join me every second Monday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more vibrant conversations to change the world. If you'd like to contact me, go to peaceworldradio.com. While you're there, check out our upcoming guests, listen to archive shows, and be sure to follow Peace World Radio on Facebook for lots of fabulous insights and inspiration in between shows. I'm Christina Jans. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Peace World Radio, Vibrant Conversations to Change the World with Christina Jans. Tune in each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW for another energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Internationally renowned host Christina Jans brings you extraordinary and courageous people who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. For more information about Christina and the show, visit peaceworldradio.com and join the talk the world is having. Tune in to Peace World Radio, Vibrant Conversations to Change the World with Christina Jans, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit TheDrPatShow.com. That's TheDrPatShow.com for listening times in your area.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.